people think of it as I either have to win the lottery or come into an inheritance or work in a job or a startup that's going to have big bonus or profit potential. And sure, those are some ways to get to your FIRE number, but those aren't the only ways.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky. I am the luckiest man in the world. I keep saying it because I get to interview amazing entrepreneurs, amazing business owners that are doing some incredible things. Now, today, I have somebody very special lined up for you. Her name is Caroline Sinise Levine. How are you, Caroline?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Look, it's absolutely my pleasure. I've been talking with Caroline, for everybody's on the call, a little earlier about the ability to travel and the ability to create a life based around what you love doing. And today we're going to be deep diving into things that are very important that we all know so we have the best opportunity to do that. Now, for a bit of background for everybody's on the show, Caroline is a career expert. She's a media personality and she's the co-founder of Six Figure Start Career Coaching and Costa Rica Fire, which happens to be a travel, real estate and fire site. She's been a career columnist for Forbes.com. She's formerly written for Money.com, Time.com, CNBC, and many other leading organizations. She's also a creator of online courses. She's an author with Jump Ship, 10 Steps to Starting a New Career. And she's been a repeat guest on CBS, CNN, CNBC, Fox Business, just to name a few. Now, I'm looking at your website, and I know that you and your partner, Scott, do a lot of travel. Now, I'd love to talk a little bit about this ability to use what you call FIRE. Could you explain to the audience what this acronym actually means?
Yeah, so FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. Mm-hmm. And it's not an acronym that I made up. It's in fact a very active community of folks who are pursuing financial independence and the ability to work wherever they want, whenever they want, and really not feel tethered to a job. Yes. Now, in my case, I came to FIRE because I'm a career person. Mm. I work on career issues. And for myself, I felt like my own career, my own business was actually very tethered to being in specific places and working with specific people. So I felt like I needed to marry my interest in FIRE and in career and create something new.
We often make a decision to get into a job without really thinking about the consequences to our happiness, do we?
Yeah, and I think that what makes you happy changes mm-hmm. over time. Mm-hmm. If you had asked me 12 years ago when I launched my first business, which was Six Figure Start, and was in the thick of growing that, and was very happy, honestly, being 100% based in New York and mm-hmm. working with type A, super 24/7, work hard, play hard personalities. Yep. So there was something very, very useful about that. But a few years into it, I wanted to expand, and I also wanted to expand for myself.
There is obviously a very well-trodden path to creating financial independence. Now, I wonder if you can share a little bit about your journey towards, you know, creating your own version of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I talk to people about FIRE, and we have this report we put together on our site, Costa Rica FIRE, about four strategies to pursue FIRE, because I think people think of it as I either have to win the lottery or come into an inheritance or work in a job or a startup that's going to have big bonus or profit potential. And sure, those are some ways to get to your FIRE number, but those aren't the only ways. And for me, I started the traditional path. I worked a job. I was good about saving. I invested. And over time, certainly, my investments, my husband's investments, they have compounded and they have grown. But, you know, in terms of retiring early, you really need to do something above the average, or not so much extraordinary, but certainly above the average to retire before everybody else does. And so for us, that meant focusing on our businesses. That meant adding real estate to our portfolio and not just your traditional, you know, mutual fund or paper investments. And also considering things like, you know, how Costa Rica fits into our life and the geo arbitrage possibilities that come with that.
I'm looking through the bio here, Caroline, and just for everybody who's on the call, I just wanted to give you some depth about how much success Caroline and her husband, Scott, have achieved. They've been featured on places like Business Week, Entrepreneur, Fast Company, Fortune, Inc., NPR, and Success Magazine. Now, get your head around that, because these are fairly significant organizations if you know anything about them at all. So I'm wondering, Caroline, how is it that you got involved with these major players?
Yeah, so when I started my first company, which is Six Figure Start, 12 years ago, as I mentioned, the focus was pretty tightly around traditional careers. And so I was working with the New York type A 24/7 executive professional. And in those circles, I met folks who would then refer me to these publications to talk about career and the job market. I myself am pretty well networked. And so I knew journalists and publicists. And when they heard about what I was doing, what I was working on, that led to some publicity, and publicity, frankly, begets more publicity. And so once a company or media outlet sees that you've been covered in other places, they feel like there's the credibility already established and they're willing to talk to you. I remember I booked a last minute guest spot on ABC because they needed someone to talk about the labor market statistics. I think they literally Googled career coach. I came up, and when they saw the different media outlets I had already been featured on, they felt comfortable reaching out to me.
I guess one of the questions that would come to mind was, is this something that anybody can do, this fire process?
I think that it is, and it takes some time, but not as much time as you think. I actually didn't think about this untethered life until just a few years ago. I would say 6 or 7 years ago is when we really got serious about pursuing it. Like I said before this call, when you and I were just chit-chatting, you know, I was perfectly happy in the very beginning working those pretty long hours alongside my 24/7 hustle executive professionals because I was just in that world. I was born and raised in New York City. It is a very fast market here. And so I didn't even think about a different kind of life. And it was only when, I don't even recall like what was the tipping point. I had always heard about different locations. Costa Rica was always in my mind to travel later on. When I started to run the numbers and I saw, oh, we're not that far away. If I just make some tweaks in my business and really focus on building a more virtual business and not being so tied to a specific location, once I can do that, that goal becomes a lot closer.
That's some great insight. Thank you so much. And everybody's on the call today. If you don't have a pen and paper out, I would certainly be grabbing and taking down some notes. Now, I just as an aside here, Caroline, I love classical music, and I can see here that you're a classically trained pianist.
I am. So I studied at Juilliard pre-college. That was while I was going to high school. And then when I was in college, I was actually a double major in music and economics, and I did piano training at Manhattan School of Music, which is another conservatory here in New York City.
And presumably you enjoy still playing still?
I have to be honest, Rick, that I do have a baby grand in my New York City apartment, and it's more of a decorative thing at this point. I think the last things that I've played are show tunes because my youngest one loves musical theater, and so I will accompany her while she sings. But that's as far as it goes.
You're an incredibly talented individual. I can tell that. And I'm looking here. Another love of my life, absolutely love of my life, is comedy. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with comedy.
Yeah, so this is something funny. And again, this kind of gets to that point of, you know, not having to have everything figured out right away and just going into something and making it work. So I actually got into comedy because I love to watch comedy. I love to laugh. And in, what is it, it was around 2009, 2010, I was co-writing a textbook, a job search textbook. And so if you know anything about academic writing, it's very dry. It's not at all like comedy. And so I felt like I was losing my snarky and funny blogging voice, you know, my real style of writing. So after the textbook was drafted and was at the publisher, I decided to take a comedy class because comedy really is about writing. And for me, I love the writing piece. The performing is something I just have to do to get my stuff out there. But I really love the writing. And so I took the class. I had such a good time in that class, just laughing alongside the other people taking the course, who were people from all walks of life. You know, real estate agents, a bus driver was in there. Of course, there were some actors that were in there. We ended up keeping in touch and forming a little comedy troupe. So I started performing around different clubs in New York City, and a few times a year, but it was enough to start some momentum. And in 2017, so that was just a couple of years ago, I actually placed in the semifinals for a national comedy festival. Wow. Running in New York, it was crazy, but it was so much fun.
That is fantastic. I love how it brings, you know, it's a common thread between human beings, that desire, that love of laughter, isn't it?
It is. And what's interesting is, you know, I did this just for me. Certainly there was some professional development in the sense that it would get my writing up to snuff. But I found that when people heard that I did comedy, it really differentiated me from other career people, from other writers, from other media personalities. And I ended up, you know, I can say that I booked business directly related to the fact that I was doing comedy, even when the actual project was not comedy related.
You know, this is the thing about the My Future Business Show, Caroline, is that, you know, we bring a human element to business. This is what I think is so standout about you, is that you are human, you are down to earth, you are very successful. Now, I'd love to go into more detail about the process that people are going to have to follow for them to realize the same level or similar levels of success that you have achieved. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I think that pursuing fire, and this is why I'm so passionate about it, and that's really where I am focusing my efforts and my writing and my coaching right now. Mm-hmm. I think pursuing fire and the financial independence piece, counterintuitively, is probably the best thing that you can do for your career or business. Because even though the acronym includes retire early, it just means that you have the option to retire. You have the option to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if you go after life really trying to achieve the ability to do whatever you want, it gives you a lot of flexibility, a lot of autonomy, and it grows your business and your career prospects in a way that I think just pursuing, you know, your traditional build a business this way is not going to do for you, not in this market that changes so quickly.
This idea of retiring earlier, human beings by definition are to be successful have to set goals. What is the daily mindset that you go through, and how do you establish goals for yourself to achieve the wonderful success that you do?
Yeah, so for me, I really think in terms of the freedom, the autonomy. I want to pursue projects that I am 100% interested in. When I was younger and still trying to establish myself, both in terms of credibility and in terms of just financial net worth, I really had to focus on things like what would have the biggest return, you know, in terms of revenue or in terms of credibility boost. I obviously still have to pay attention to that. I have to manage my money. I have to manage my brand. But I can add another layer that's really the differentiating factor, which is, do I want to do this? Do I love this? Do I believe in this? Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing way to live and work.
Yeah, because you get to make the choice, don't you?
Yeah, you feel like you have a choice. You feel empowered to really pursue what you're interested in, so I can squeeze in the comedy, and I can squeeze in the piano if I could get myself to practice a little bit more. But I can, you know, I can do all of these things. I can travel, which is my big priority right now. I can spend time with my husband. We're working together. That's been a great experience. And so just being able to call the shots, I think that's what a lot of people want to do.
Yeah, and I always think about the end, you know, the end of our days, whether or not we've turned all of the stones that we possibly could have during our lifetime. I think this is something that would be important to you, knowing that you've done as much of your bucket list as possible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too many people will prioritize financial goals or hitting a certain number or a certain net worth, and they don't think too much about the time element. Mm-hmm. With money, you can always make that back. But with time, you can't. And so I really want to focus on, what am I doing right now? What do I have planned for the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months? Is this what I want to be doing and spending my time doing?
Yeah, and you touched on something that I find to be personally very important, is time with my family, my children, my partner. How much time do you devote to having downtime, and how important is that for you?
You know, it's so interesting, and maybe this is from living in New York, but I'm not one of these people that puts very hard and fast rules about mm-hmm. off days and on days. Mm-hmm. I find myself doing a little bit of everything almost every day. And maybe that's not ideal in terms of switching costs, but I love it when I can do a little bit of work, which for me, a lot of that is writing. It might be speaking, doing things like this, whether it's a podcast or a media appearance. It might be working with someone one-on-one or preparing for maybe a corporate engagement. So there's a little bit of work, but then there's also taking a walk on the beach. This is why, you know, we fell in love with Costa Rica, is because we are both big, big beach people. So it might be getting out in nature, ideally the beach, if not a hike. It might be spending time with family. I love to cook. I love to watch movies. I mean, just a little bit of a lot of things. That's the perfect day for me.
Yeah, and this is that whole idea of choice for everybody's on the call today. Is when somebody wants to start this particular process with you, is there a particular thing that they have to do? What is the process?
So I would recommend a couple of things. I write a lot for a reason. I write blogs multiple times a week because that really gives a window into my approach and my style. Mm-hmm. And then there are tips and strategies that someone can use right away. So people who come to me to work with me on their FIRE journey are specifically interested in that balance between work and life. They want to work. They want to either build a business that suits them, a lifestyle business perhaps, or a big enough business that supports their dreams, or they might want a traditional career but with some flexibility to do creative goals or travel goals or whatever it is. So people will come to me because my expertise in particular is around helping them design a career or business that works. And so if someone contacts me, I always point them to my free resources, because for me, I want them to know what they're getting into. And then I also want to see that they are self-starting enough to get started on their own, because that's really the name of the game. When you hire a coach, you know, they're going to help you get to another level, but you have to take those steps.
Yes, absolutely. I wonder, Caroline, is your daily routine, you know, an early morning start? What does your diet look like? I wonder if you can just share a little bit about that and how that sort of ties back into the FIRE experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So FIRE is great in enabling me to figure out exactly what my rhythms are, when I like to get up and when I need to call it a day. So I happen to be a morning person. I was always a morning person. Luckily, my husband is also a morning person. So when we travel, we're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
I like the morning because, I do very well when there's light outside and when there's quiet. And mm-hmm. so for me, it's getting up anywhere between, let's say, 5:30 a.m. to sometimes 7:30. I'm not very about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get up. I like to do a little bit of meditation or just some quiet time. I do like to look at emails or maybe some things that I might need to finish right away. I like to write in the morning. So if the day where I need to create something, I do that early in the morning. And in terms of eating and, you know, kind of those other routines, I love to cook for myself. So I'm Filipino by background, even though I was born in the States, mm-hmm. but I have that traditional upbringing. And so I can make some delicious Filipino dishes.
Oh,
and so,
you're making me hungry already.
Yeah, so I do that, and then I'll have that. So I do cook for myself, but I do love going out to eat as well, especially in a place like New York City, where there's so much. And in Costa Rica, you'd be surprised. There's some amazing, amazing place there.
Oh, no. Having been there, I know that it's an amazing place. Now, I'd love to talk a little bit about your online courses and your authorship, if we might.
Yeah, sure. So the online courses, so I have a couple of them that I've created. So one is a behind the scenes in the job search mm-hmm. course, basically. So this is what I mean when I say, you know, I'm a career expert. So my first business was in and around careers, traditional careers. I have been a recruiter before, and so I've hired thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, people will apply for a job. They think it's a big black box. They don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So the course I created is specifically what goes on behind the scenes, you know, that you won't be able to ask the company, and they're never going to share with you. I can share that with you because I'm not recruiting anymore, so I can kind of pull the curtain back. So it's 48 lessons. It takes you through everything from how to work with recruiters, how to read job postings, how to make your own opportunities, all the way through to your messaging, your branding, like resume, LinkedIn, interviewing, networking, negotiation, closing the offer, troubleshooting your job search along the way. So that's one course that I created to really, because I know that not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. You know, some of us just want to work a traditional job. I was like that early on in my career. I didn't even think about being an entrepreneur. So that's important to find a way to do the work that you want. But then the second course that I created with my husband is called Making Fire Possible. And this is about that pursuit of fire. And I had mentioned that there are four strategies. It's not just an inheritance. You can save your way to fire. You can come into money, whether it's selling a house or maybe it's a big bonus in your job or something like that. You can also create different income streams for yourself. That's when we started thinking about real estate and really adding businesses. And then finally, there is the pursuit of fire by building a career or business that you never feel like you have to retire from, that it's something that you just want to keep doing because you love it anyway. And that's where we are right now, where we don't have to do what we're doing, but we love doing what we're doing. And this enables us to take bigger chances with our investments and other things that we do.
Yeah, I can, and this is the thing, you just said chances to me. I hear this, it's a risk statement, isn't it? You need to take some risk to get some rewards.
Yeah, but at the same time, you don't need to take outsized risks and get yourself wiped out. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we talk about in the FIRE course, is that you don't need to swing for the fences all of the time. There is definitely a benefit to slow and steady. You want to mix and match strategies depending on where you are in life and also just how you feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suspect there'd be some easy wins with compounding the dollar that you save, and as well as the longer term investments through real estate. There's certainly a great deal of possibilities here. We'll be making the links back to Caroline's wonderful courses at the end of the call. Now, it doesn't stop there. You're also an author of Jump Ship, 10 Steps to Starting a New Career. Love to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I really think of that kind of as the bridge between my traditional career work and then my FIRE work, because starting a new career, thinking differently about maybe what you've done before. That's what I had to do in order to add a new business to my portfolio. And that's what a lot of people will have to do if something happens to the industry that they're in or to the company that they're in, or maybe they just become a different person. They grow into a different person with different priorities and they want to do something different. And this book is specifically about that, where you are doing a different role than you've done before. Let's say you used to be in finance and you want to be in sales, you know, something really, really different. Or you've been in one industry, let's say financial services, and you want to do something completely different, like media or consumer products, or start your own business, right? So there are a number of ways of making a big, big change, and this book specifically addresses that.
It's going to be a wonderful read for anybody who can get their hands on it. Again, we're going to make the links available to that book. Now, I know that you're also involved with multiple Airbnbs. Can you share a little bit about that experience with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Airbnb and the vacation rentals that we do are in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And this was a big part of our FIRE journey. We started in real estate. We had some properties as early as 15 years ago, but in terms of really relying on real estate to move our FIRE numbers in the right direction, that was about 6 or 7 years ago that we started adding rentals to our portfolio. Mm-hmm. And Costa Rica came on our radar as a way of diversifying internationally, and then also as a way of locking in a very different lifestyle for us. We wanted to be really close to the beach, but we also potentially wanted a low-cost lifestyle depending on the kinds of chances that we wanted to take with our business. So this is what I had said before about mixing and matching strategies. It's not just about all real estate or all business. We are also looking at, you know, how to save money. And Costa Rica came on our radar. It is in Central America. Mm-hmm. So it's not the cheapest country to live there, certainly, but it's certainly cheaper than New York City.
Yes.
And so we invested in a number of properties there that we rent out when we're not using them. And so for us, it gives us a lot of benefits. We love going out there, spending 1 to 3 months out there. But then we also get the income from the vacation rentals. And then we also get, we talked about risk before, Rick, we get the diversification of being in another geography. Mm-hmm. And if we have to pull up stakes for whatever reason and relocate ourselves, we could do that. We have a place to live, and then we have two other rentals we could live off of.
I'm telling you, if you're an entrepreneur, you're just a startup and you're looking for ideas and ways to create personal wealth and give yourself that ability to make choices that suit you, definitely you're going to need to stay on this call and get the link back to Caroline in a minute. Now, what is in the pipeline for you? I know that you're heavy into goal setting and you're always doing something. So what's coming up for you and your wonderful partner?
Yeah, so we're thinking about different ways of offering the courses. I mean, the courses are available as standalone online courses, but we always like to also offer a live component, an accountability component. I'm very interested in thinking about what really makes the difference in someone making a move or not, whether that's a traditional career move, a bigger career change, or something like going after FIRE, where they're really going to do something alternative and try to design their life from the ground up. And so that's what my husband and I are talking about for the first quarter of next year. The first quarter is always a natural introspective time and a motivational time for folks. They've got their resolutions, and I think it's a good time to try and make change. So we want to do something interesting for next quarter. I have to say, I don't have anything to announce specifically, but we will announce to our newsletters. And so if people, you know, visit my company website, they'll be notified.
Well, you can just feel the energy with Caroline. You can tell she's always on the go, always getting involved in something, has a passion for everything that she's involved with. This is all of the choices that she has set up for herself. Now, Caroline, where are people going to go if they want to find you?
So the best is on my websites. CostaRicaFire.com is where I blog more personally. I talk about my own career change journey that led me to fire, that led me to Costa Rica. That's where you'll read about my real estate exploits, and that's where you'll get that report around the four strategies to reach fire. And that's also where you'll be notified when we next launch the Making Fire Possible course. Because again, it's online, but there's a live component. So we run it just several times a year. And then if you're more of the traditional career person, and maybe entrepreneurship isn't for you, or you don't need to be traveling or designing your life, so alternatively, like FIRE allows, a six-figure start is the better site for you. That's where I talk about those behind the scenes and the hiring process, and really getting someone to be attractive and competitive as a traditional employee.
Well, there you go, everybody. There is some sage insights into the life that you can create for yourself. It's just been a wonderful call today, Carolyn. Thank you so very much for spending some time with me on the My Future Business Show today.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.